What is the uniqueness of the Rambam's formulation of tshuva, Hilchos tshuva? There's something that is glaring in the way the Rambam formulates the whole inyan of tshuva. Others have written on tshuva as well, but the Rambam's formulation is unique. Wherein lies the uniqueness of the Rambam's formulation? And what is so special about the Rambam's formulation? And it's something which stands out, which is really glaring. And it shows you the Rambam's whole approach to tshuva was different than the way most others approach tshuva. What is unique about the Rambam's approach? That's what happened. I mean, others also have the vidui and being accountable for your maisim and tshuva, ziva sachet, akara sachet, aziva sachet. Vidui, everybody has that. But there's something very unique about the Rambam's formulation of tshuva. Yes. Basic. There's something very basic in the Rambam's approach that stands out, makes it his whole Hilchas tshuva is really a chiddush davar. I mean, the way the Rambam writes Hilchas tshuva. Yeah. What's unique about the Rambam is really in the very beginning. The Rambam spells it out. Okay? The Rambam says, in the Koseres, he says, "Ubir mitzvazu v'ikorim hanigrorim imo biglola beprokamelu." The Rambam is the only one that formulated tshuva in a way that he states that tshuva involves not just the ma'isa tshuva, but it involves ikrei and yesodei hadas. Okay, for instance, the Rambam Perek Gimel, he discusses what is the Elo Shein Lam Chelk Lom Abo Al Nechrasim Ve Ovdim Ve Nidunin Al Godul Risham Ve Chatosim La Olam La Olam Elomim Haminim Va Pekursim Va Kofrim Batar Va Kofrim Tches Amesim. Then he defines each one. Chamish Shehem Akram Minim. And then Shlosh Shehem Anakram Ha Pekursim. Shnayim Heim Amumrim Yisrael. Machti Yisrabim Ketzad. In the Rambam, then he goes on, and he has the yesod of bechira chofshes, yesod of bechira chofshes. Then he has in the end he has oved me'ava. The Rambam recognized that olam haba, olam haba. What is olam haba? Yeah, olam haba. Yeah. So the Rambam recognized that when you're talking about tshuva and yadas, you're not just talking about a maisa, an act of repentance. But tshuva really is based upon the fundamental yesedus of yadus. Fundamental yesedus of yadus. Olam Abba is based upon bechira chofshes. It's based upon knowing who's defined as a min, who's not bikuris. That's it. Shem lam chel olam Abba, yesh lam chel olam Abba. Or the whole system of yadus is involved in tshuva. Tshuva is not just an isolated maisa mitzvah. That's why the Rambam starts off and he says, "Ubir mitzvazu v'korim hanigrorim imo biglola beprakamelo." That's the Rambam's chiddush in tshuva. The Rambam's chiddush in tshuva is that tshuva involves the yesodei hadas. That's his chiddush. There's no such thing as tshuva without a knowledge of the yesodei hadas. Others restricted themselves to the ma'isa tshuva. Ma'isa tshuva. What is Akara Sachet, Aziva Sachet, Charat Alova, Kabbalah Lasid, the components of tshuva. But the Rambam expanded it into a whole understanding of the Yesodei Hados of Yadus, even in terms of the minutest details of how exactly Bechira Chofshes works, and all the kashas on Bechira Chofshes, and the terutzim, and the answers. So that's really the Rambam's, that's the chiddush of the Rambam in Hilchas Tshuva. That's what's unique about the Rambam. I would like to just today, just to try to set up what are the yesodos upon which tshuva is based. What are the fundamental principles? Okay. The first and most important fundamental principle is really, it's a yesod in yadus. It's a yesod in yadus. And the yesod in yadus is that a person The philosophy of Yadus. The philosophy, exactly. The philosophy of Yadus is that in Yadus, a person constantly lives with chait. See, other religions try to get away from chait. They try to create perfected people. You see, Yadus is just the opposite. Yadus recognizes that a person always has constantly with him. He's constantly living with another component, the Yetzirah. And chait is a constant with him. Ki odom ein tzadik baretz sheyase tov lo yechta. It's impossible for man not to live with chait. To live without chait is impossible. That's the yesod in Adas. Now, tshuva demands that a person recognize one thing, and that is that he himself, his self and chait, are not mutually exclusive. Cannot be mutually exclusive. To what degree? We have one story of tshuva, which is really the example on the highest level of what tshuva is. What story is that? That's a tshuva with David HaMelech. He's keep shy on the askir v'chatosi negdi samid. And the incident, what is the incident really in Tanakh that describes the tshuva of David HaMelech? So you know the story with David and Bathsheba, and then Nosson HaNovi came to him, gave him the mashal of the two men, the poor man and the wealthy man. The wealthy man made a party. He didn't want to use his own sheep, so he took the sheep of the poor man. Vayichav David b'ish ma'od, vayomol Nosson. Chai Hashem ki ven moves ha'isho sezos. Es ha'kivsa yeshalem arbatayim, ekev ha'shasas dover zeh, v'alashel ha'chomol. So Vayomer Nosson al David, Atoish. So what does Yadus demand? Yadus recognizes that man's nature is such that he cannot identify himself with evil. That's his problem. That's a problem. Evil and the self, the identity of the self, are psychologically a mutually exclusive phenomenon. Yadus demands that a person rise above that kind of a mental framework. That's really the demand of tshuva. That's the demand of tshuva. That's the hardest, the first. That's actually the premise, the first premise. And what does that mean? It means to say that just like you can recognize in someone else, when someone else is a chote, you could recognize evil, a sense of evil. That sense of evil with regard to the self is very difficult to recognize, difficult to break through. To think that actually what I was doing is evil, it's resha, it's chait, is difficult for, it's against a structure of the human psyche. See, all religions try to remove man from that, because religions are based upon projections of the psyche. And the psyche doesn't want to accept such an idea. Yadus is based upon the Tzelem Elokim, based upon Emes, and Emes demands that a person be able to recognize in himself, not just to recognize that he did a chait. That's not enough. Everybody says he did a chait. But to be able to identify something in yourself and say, I'm a Rasha, like David HaMelech said. What does it mean? Everybody said, please, I can't. Ben Moves Oseishazos means that this person is the worst Russia. This person's Chayev Misa. So for a person to recognize, to have that same attitude towards the self, to realize that something that I do partakes of the highest rishis, it's evil, and it's part of my nature. That is the most difficult thing for man to do. He has to break through everything in his psychological makeup to be able to accept, able to hear such a thing. This is really the most important premise of tshuva. This is most. If a person can't do that, he has really no place in tshuva. Even though he says he does tshuva on this maisa, that maisa, if he doesn't recognize the sense of evil that he sees when he sees a Russia, person sees a Russia, he has a sense this person's evil. You see Yasser Arafat, Rishis, Russia. To be able to see that I myself partake of Russia, that is the most difficult thing to do. That's what Yadus is mechayev a person in tshuva. To be able to realize that this thing which I'm docha b'shtei yadayim, I push it away, I reject it. This person's a Russia Marusha. I can't associate, I can't identify with that person. What does David Melch say? It says, Chai Hashem ki ven moves ha'isha os ha'os. It means I can't identify with this person. This person is a Russia Marusha. But the Navi says, Atoish. That is the chiyuv of Shura. For a person to be able to live with such a hakara. With such a hakara.
Yes.
Yeah. No, that's exactly. What did the Navi do? What did Nasan the Navi do for David HaMelech? David HaMelech had a lot of terutzim. Had a lot of answers why it was right for him to take Bathsheba. It was the best thing for him to do. He had a right to do. He had many, many rationalizations. But the only thing is, a person, the human mind, is very ingenuous. The human mind, ingenious. The human mind can think up, contrive an unbelievable amount of terutzim and answers for everything a person does. So a person has the ability to use the mind. Once the emotions get going, the mind works very well. In my human mind is ingenious. So David HaMelech was a great genius. David HaMelech had all kinds of answers. But there was only one thing. The answers were based upon one premise. What was the premise? That he can identify himself with a Russia. What Nasan HaNavi did was, Nasan HaNavi removed that emotion. It gave him the example in another person. In another person, you don't have the resistance to describe another person as being a total Russia, really being partaking of evil. That you don't have a difficulty with another person. With yourself, you have a difficulty. That was what Nasan HaNavi did. Once he removed that emotion, then David HaMelech said immediately, what does the pasuk say? Yisun says Atoish. So he said, Chatasi Lashem. Chatasi Lashem. So he said, Vayomer David al-Nasan, after Nasan explained, he gave him he showed him the severity of the Avera, Vayomer David al-Nasan Chatasi Lashem. Okay. So religions in general try to save man from facing that reality. And that's why they have all kinds of ceremonies and all kinds of methods to remove that sense of being identified with evil. And what they do is, in turn, they project evil onto others. Yes. If this is such an important Yisod, where is this Yisod expressed? Where do we see this Yisod? Where is this Yisod? Yeah, it's true. The Rambam mentions that even though a person is aver shesvada leim b'yom kippurim zech osmas vada leim b'yom kippurim acher afal pi shomei b'tshuvaso shenemar ki pshoi ani edo v'chatosi negdisamit. That's the Yisod. That's basically Yisod. That's the Yisod. Of course, what does that have to do with Yom Kippurim? So what does that have to do with Yom Kippurim? Why is Yom Kippurim in Hilchos Teshuva? The reason why Yom Kippurim is in Hilchos Teshuva is for two reasons. There's another reason we'll get to later. But basically, what is Yom Kippurim? Yom Kippurim is where the Torah took the mitzvah Teshuva and made a Kedushas Hayom out of it. That's the definition of Yom Kippurim. It took this process of Teshuva and made it into an entity of a Kedushas Hayom. That's the Kedushas Yom Kippurim. That's Nei Hashem to Torah. So the Maisa HaMitzvah became involved in a Kedushas Hayom. That's a Kedushas Hayom of Yom Kippur. Yeah. But where do you see this concept? I mean, the concept has to, this is the basic premise underlying all tshuva. If the person can't face that realization, if he can't identify evil in himself, something that he rejects, that it's intolerable to him, if he can't identify that evil in his own nature, he doesn't have that ability to tolerate that, he doesn't have that tolerance, he can't partake of tshuva. It's the yisod, the most basic fundamental principle of all tshuva. Where do you see that yisod? You see, we practice this yisod all the time. Where do we practice the yisod? Slichus. In slichus. What is slichus really? Slichus is before a person does tshuva. Slichus is a preamble to tshuva. That's the whole institution of slichus. How does slichus start off? Right away. L'chor Hashem Atzdoka. V'lonu b'yishas aponim. Manasoma manoma manadabim manastadok. Nach besod rachinim v'nach korvin eshuvay lecho. Ki minchu pshut l'kabal shovim. Lo v'chesed v'lo v'masim bonu l'fonecho. Kedalim u'chiroshim d'afaknud l'asecho. Okay? That's the first, that's the very beginning of the slichas. But of course the slichas goes on. Where's the climax of this concept? Where's this idea? Of course, slichas is based upon two premises. That's premise one, that we in chait are not mutually exclusive. That's premise one. And premise two is chesed Hashem. Chesed Hashem. That's premise two. That's why it says. That's why those two premises are the premises of the entire slichas. Yeah, that's Kel Rachum Vachanan. Du asecho dafaknu Rachum Vachanan no'al chivenu reikum ofonecho. Okay? Ki ata shmeh tefillah. And then you gimel midos. That's your gimel midos. Your gimel midos is midos harachman. But then we return. We return again. What do we say later? Later we say, after we're mispalel, then we say, oh no, tovel ofonecho tefillah seinu, val tzchal matrina seinu. And then is Ikar Avidu, Hashamnu, Bagadnu, Gazalnu, Dibanu, Dofi. What is the meaning of these words? What is the implication? What is it saying basically? It's saying one thing, that chait and our own personalities are not mutually exclusive. So it's a recognition of Resha in our nature. The quotes always involve two things. There's two ideas. One idea is the infinite Chesed Hashem, Mikel Kamocha, Nose Olam Vovra Al Peshel Sheres Nachloso. That's one. And the other one is, the other concept is Ezra Sof Amal Lefanecho, Lekai Boshti V'Nechlamti Lahorim Alekai Panay Elecho, Ki Avoneseinu Rabu Lamayla Rosh, Vashmaseinu Godlo Adla Shamayim, and Vatol Akeinu Lekas Licho Eschano Rachom Erech Apayim Rav Chesed Emes Laws of Tano. Those are the two principles of the Slichas. Recognition that evil is a, we are evil, and nevertheless, we know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, His infinite chesed is always there, provided one thing. What's the one provision? There's one provision. And that provision is that we recognize this. The recognition itself. Yadus is a religion of reality. The first and foremost requirement, that which brings man in relationship to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is one thing, recognition of the emes. And what is tshuva? Tshuva is recognition of the emes vis-a-vis the self. So therefore, the recognition of the fact that I am evil, that evil is a part of me, I'm a chote, and I can't even boast even a chlamti lahorim alakai ponei alecho, that recognition is really what entitles man to the Chesed Hashem. So the Gemara says, what's the best answer a person gives to the Rabbi Nishlal in the Yom HaDin? I couldn't help it. That's the Yetzer Hara was too great. But he can't just say it. It means he has to realize that he's a chote. Recognition, the reality that he's a chote. And the ability to take something which is despicable and removed from our nature and say it's a part of our nature. It's me. I did it. I partook of that same resha. That's the basic yisod. Okay. There's a big difference between what a person can do and what a person does. But all I'm saying is this, that if a person is incapable of that kind of a recognition, that he partakes actually of evil, then he has no place in truth. If he can't face such a thing, and his psychological makeup prevents him from facing such an idea, then he has no shaykh in truth. He has no place in tshuva. He can't be involved in tshuva, because tshuva, the premise of tshuva is that when a person is nachkara d'rachinu v'nachkara, nachpasa d'rachinu v'nachkara v'nashuva l'ad Hashem, what does it mean? It means we have to investigate. We have to. There's no investigation if the premise that you start off with is I can't be a Rasha. That's not an investigation. If there's no nachpasa d'rachinu v'nachkara, there's no nashuva l'ad Hashem. It's as simple as that. The formula is there. So if a person's makeup, a psychological makeup, prevents him from facing such a thing, he can't face it. If it were true, he can't be a shuv. He can't be involved in the process of shuv. The process of shuv is alien to such an individual. A person has to be able to recognize, just like he recognizes someone else, when he sees someone else do a maisa mechueres, something which is a horrible thing, He moves, it's despicable, it causes him to withdraw, and it disturbs him, no end, and he says this person is evil, he's a Russia. If he can't say that about himself, then he can't be a Bolshevik. Can't be involved in the process, that's it. Yes? Let me clarify a little bit. Not simply evil's a part of me. He has to be able to say, I am evil, I did evil. More. The gavra has to be able to feel that he's evil. That if he can't feel that he's evil, then he can't take part of process of tshuva. The recognition has to be the gavra. I want to make that clear. Everybody could say, yeah, there's a part of me that doesn't, but it's not me. It means I, the gavra, is evil. He has to be able to recognize that I am an evil gavra. If he can't recognize that, there's no haschalas tshuva. Yes. Yeah, tefillah zaka expresses that idea very well. That's right. That's why the Rav says it's important to say tefillah zaka before Yom Kippur. Yes? If a person's just doing tshuva, you know, that's what the goyim do. Confession. That means in order to get rid of it. They want to get. What is their whole idea? Is to get rid of that feeling. So they go and try to get rid of the feeling. That's it. Yeah. Then the saints. This is the goyim. Exactly. You have to have the capacity to be able to recognize in yourself that you are absolutely evil. Ben Moves, like David HaMelech said. If you can't say that, you cannot be involved in the process of tshuva. If that possibility is excluded, then the gavra is not capable of the whole process. That person can't recognize that I can be inhuman. That's impossible for me. Now, where do you see this in the formula? Where do you see this in the formula of tshuva? There's one word there. There's one word, one extra word in the formula that shows this idea. Exactly. Boshti. See, what are you boshti for? Nichamti! Okay? So nichamti's enough! So, what more do you do then? I'm sorry, I did in the past. And I'm never going to do it again. What is the boshti? Boshti means that now when I look at myself, I look at myself the same way I always looked at a Russian. The way I looked at a Russian, I rejected him. I couldn't identify with him. He did a horrible, terrible thing. Now I feel it. I'm the same way. I did the exact same thing. That's boshti. That's boshti. Okay, that's why boshti is an important word. As a matter of fact, boshti even comes before nichamti. All right, what's the wrong? That's it. I made a mistake. My mistake. Okay. Yeah, nichamti or boshti. The reason is like this. Yeah, the reason is because it's logically impossible. It's logically impossible because Ram is following the logical path. It's first that has to be nichamti and has to be boshti. You can't say boshti before nichamti because what are you boshti about? As boshti requires it of you. Ram's right. Logical order. Okay. Anyways, let's take a look. Now that we're speaking about the formula, let's take a look at the formula. What is the formula? On Hashem. Chatosi, Ovisi, Pashati, Lefonecha. Okay. Three terms. What are the three terms? Chatosi means what? Chatosi means... Chet means what? I missed the mark. That's what chet means. Ovisi means... What does Ovisi mean? Interesting. But the word evus means crooked. What is crooked? Where does crookedness come in into tshuva? Where does crookedness come into tshuva? It's an interesting thing. What? Distortion. It's a perversion of reality. I distorted things. Chatasi means I failed. Avisi means I distorted. Because in every chait, Yadis recognizes there's something more in chait than just the fact that you failed. It's more. What did you do, really? You failed because you lived in a false world. You didn't. You're away from the truth. Every chait is a loss of truth. And pashati. What is pashati? Pashati means Pasheya. It means that he was negligent. He was negligent with regard to a very important matter. And it means he just removed himself. That's how does chet take place? Chet takes place because a person is a Pasheya. It's not important. He can't get involved. So you need these three terms. Then he says like this, Lafanecha, Vasis Kacha, Ula Ola Menecha, Vezehu Ikro Shovidui. So what do you have? Chatosi Avisi Pashat Vanecha, Vasisi Kach Lakach, right? He must list, enumerate exactly, and mention exactly what he did. And then, Vare Nechamti Yaboshib Masai, Ula Ola Menecha Zlovaza. What does Ram say in Perek Beis? Take a look around Perek Beis. Umay Yachuva. Perek Beis Halacha Beis. Umay Yachuva. Hu Sheyazov Hachote Cheto. Abandon his sin. The Yasiro mi Machshavto. What does mean Yasiro Machshavto? What does mean? He forgets that he did it. No. Says on the contrary, keep shy on the aid of a person like his own. What does it mean? That's exactly right. It means to say, sometimes a person will not be a chote. But it's enticing. The chayt is enticing. After all, chayt has attraction. So it's in the back of his mind. He's not going to do it, but he'll think about it. It's enticing. The chayt is there. That's not really a tshuva. Tshuva means yasir machshavto. Then he says v'yigmar belibo shelo yasei od. He has to make up his mind that he'll never do it again. Shenema yazov rosh adako. Okay. Then he says, V'chein yisnachem al she'ova. Shenemar ki acharei shuvi nechamti. All right, now something else. He has to misnachem, not only, he said, get finished everything ready. He's always, Ziv Yisachet, Yisim Achshavto, he'll never do it again. Yazov Rosh Adako says, finished. No. V'chein yisnachem al she'ova. Because now he has to be sorry that he did it. So I'll ask you a crazy question.
Why? He's not that
person. Yeah, I'll ask you a crazy question. Okay, it's similar to what yours. Because the Gemara says that when a person does a real tshuva, so avonosav nasim lo kischuyos. Right? So why should nechanti? That's a terrible thing. I mean, and now he's in a great situation. Godel miles a tshuva. Now he's better off than he was before. Yeah. Well, I'll ask you another question. What is echtev asher? Why is echtev asher such a terrible thing? Echtev asher sounds like a good plan. Echte now and asher later. So, the Gemara says, yesh kind of lama v'sho'achas. Yesh kind of lama v'sho'achas. Right? Okay. Two questions. Now let's take a look at this, another question. Take a look at this. So what's the order? Let's just take the order. The order is, she'yazov achot echete v'sim achshas even libo shelo yasei o'od, she'nema yazov rosh adako, v'chein yisnachem al she'ovar, she'nema ke'achrei shuvi nechamti. Okay. Now, what's the order over here? What's the order over here in the vidui? The order of the video, let's take a look again. Ona Hashem, chotosi avisi pashat lefenecha vasis kach v'kach, v'arei nichamti yiboshti v'masai ula'olam enichoz l'dav azeh. Is that the same order the Ram has over here? What's different? It's different. It's a change. Over here it says like this. Yazav achot echeto, yasir machshavto, yigma b'li b'shalai aseyo, that makes sense. All these things are removal from chet. Shenema, yazav rosh adaga. Then afterwards it says, v'chein yisnachem al she'ovar. Shenema ki acharei shuvi nichamti. After I did shuvah, I was sorry that I did it. Okay, first he's a shav, he's in the grips of the chet, and he's a shav, and he removes himself from the chet, he makes up his mind, this is a terrible thing, and I won't do it in the future. But then he remembers, one second, but I did it. And now I'm nechanti, now I'm sorry that I did it. It was a bad thing I did. But over here, the Rambam reverses the order. He says, On Hashem, chatasi yovisi poshat lefenech vasisi kach v'kach. And then he should have said, Olamei nechosel davazah. He should have finished it. No, he says, Varei nechanti yuboshti b'masai. And then he says, Olamei nechosel davazah. Why did the Rambam change the order? It's a contradiction. It's a contradiction in the Rambam. Okay? Vidui and tshuva go hand in hand. Vidui and tshuva go hand in hand. So what I want to say is like this. That here, basically, you have three kashas. Three questions we raised. Okay, Avanosav Nasal Aschuyos, Echtev Oshuv, and you see the Seder is different. Now you know Rab Chaim, you're familiar with Rab Chaim. That said, why does the Rambam say in the beginning, Mitzvah say Achas Vushi Yoshiva Chotei Mechetel Lefnei Hashem V'Yisvada? And then in the Yad itself, in the Loch itself, he doesn't say anything about tshuva. It says Kishi Yasa Tshuva V'Yoshiva Mechetel Chayev L'Svados. So the implication is the Mitzvah's Vidur. So Reb Chaim said that the Rambam in the Halacha is talking about the Maisa Mitzvah. The Maisa Mitzvah is Vidui. Okay. But the Maisa Mitzvah is Vidui, but the Mitzvah Belev, the Mitzvah Belev is Tshuva. Okay. Yeah. What I want to say is like this, that the two processes, it's one Mitzvah. It's correct. It's one mitzvah in the Maisa Mitzvah's Vidui. That's correct. But, that's the Maisa Mitzvah. But the process of tshuva and the process of Vidui are two different processes. Two different processes. Why? I'll tell you why. Because, you see, in tshuva there are two things. There are two things in tshuva. One thing in tshuva is, what makes a person really become a shav? What makes a person become a shav? After all, a person is, where the Rambam describes the chotei. So the Rambam says, and you take a look at the Rambam, by the way, something we mentioned before. We mentioned before that that a person must be able to tolerate looking at himself as being despicable and horrible. What is the lashon of Rambam? Gedola tshuva in Perek Zayin Lachavav. Gedola tshuva shemakaris al neshchina. Why? And the Rambam doesn't spare adjectives. Meshukots umeruchak v'soeva. So it means a person has to be able to recognize that he's a toeva. He's meshukots. He's meruchak. And same thing in Halacha Zayin. Kama mula maila satshuva. Emesh hayazeh muvdol meir Hashem l'kei Yisrael. Tzolik v'enene. Muvdol. Meshukots. Meruchak v'soeva. Muvdol meir Hashem l'kei Yisrael. The person can recognize these, that's why the Rambam is descriptive. Why does Rambam have to have so many descriptions? The reason is because if you can't tolerate those descriptions vis-a-vis yourself, then you can't be a shav. It's very simple. You can't be a shav. Okay. But the point I want to make is like this, that's the first principle of tshuva. Now there's another principle, and that's like this. That how is a person a shav? How is a person a shav? So a person, what makes a person be a shav? What makes a person a shav is one thing. A person by nature is selfish. A person by nature wants the good for himself. Well, if a person doesn't want the good, so then forget about everything. A person doesn't care about himself, so then there's no tshuva, there's nothing. So man by nature seeks out that which is good, and Yadus endorses his seeking out that which is good. The only thing Yadus says is what man at first sight thinks is good is really evil. But after he uses machshava, he can discover the real good. Okay? But what motivates a person to be a shav is basically his own instincts of self-preservation, his desire for the good for himself. Without that, he can't move from the spot. And that's a good thing. That's a natural thing. That's what the Gemara classifies in Namaris. The Gemara says, don't you have to be careful to be with Namaris. Why? Because the Gemara says he doesn't care about himself. He certainly doesn't care about you. Because it means to say that he really doesn't care enough about himself in order to search out what the real good is. So it's a flaw in his nature, a flaw in his character. You see? Okay. So what I want to say is like this, that a person is a shav because a person wants that which is good for himself. And the truth of the matter is that what the Torah says is evil on different, many levels. But on the first basic level, it's evil. Evil is something which robs a person even from his own objectives. What is a person's objectives when he's evil? His objectives are olam hazeh. After all, he's not interested. If he's just chayin olam haboy, he's not going to be chayin. But his objective is olam hazeh. But the truth of the matter is that when a person is, like Chazal say, that the Yetzer Hara doesn't only want to take a person away from olam haboy. The Yetzer Hara wants to take a person away from olam hazeh also. He wants to take away both olamas. Why? Because when a person is a chote, it means he acts foolishly with regard to himself. And because he follows the instinctual, so what happens is that he causes himself evil. Okay? He causes himself evil. In other words, basically, the Russia is a person that is to be pitied. That is to be pitied. A person, what's the proper attitude as a person as a Russia? Proper attitude, of course, if he affects you, the proper attitude is to remove him. But I'm saying insofar as objectively, on an objective plane, not insofar as he concerns you, on an objective plane, a Russia Marusha, Yasser Arafat, is to remove him. But there's another appropriate feeling. For a Russia really deserves pity. I don't mean to say that Arafat deserves pity, but I mean it in a different sense. Every time a person is a chote, Chazal say, Maisa Yoday Tova Bayam, Maisa Yoday. In the objective, in the true objective sense, in the real objective plane, a Russia is the one that is to be pitied most of all. For Shoyim Kayam Negresh, it's a mistake. The reason why people have such a sinas mavis for Russia is not because they're such tzaddikim. It's really based upon their own emotions. It's not true. Person on a higher level, it's a shame. It means a human being took a capacity that he had for it to be great, and he lives a horrible, miserable existence. Barashoyim kayam negrash. So, it's a reality. It's an ethical reality. And this is something which even Umos HaOlam recognized. Great philosophers, who knew nothing about Yadus, recognized that the Derech HaChayim, which the Torah prescribes, is really the best Derech HaChayim, from an ethical standpoint. They didn't have the benefit of Nevuah, but they were great thinkers, and they came to the same conclusions. And the Rambam says they came to the same conclusions that the Taivas are worthless. That the main thing is a person should be involved in Chachma, endless pursuit of Chachma. That gives them the greatest happiness. And philosophers worked this out on a philosophical plane, and they showed that the evil that a person does really harms him in his very objectives. It destroys his life. Okay, so that is an ethical reality. So what am I saying? What I'm saying is like this. What I'm saying is the first thing that motivates a person to tshuva is that recognition. Because a person is meruchak me'es Hashem. What is Lashon HaRambam? He's sonu lefnei amakoy meshukatz umeruchak. He's far away from God. Okay? He's moved omer Hashem alakei Yisrael. So a person that's moved on the ruchak, how does he start the process of tshuva? It's impossible. It would seem if you read this Rambam, you say it's very nice the way the Rambam says, Meshay is a son of the Amakam. Meruchak and Meshukat Suvitsoeva. Vayam uov and nechmat karvi yadid. It's very nice, but how did he do it? How could he make such a transition? If he's completely removed, moved on the Shem, okay, so how could he possibly make the transition? What's the answer? The answer is he makes the transition. He can make the transition very simply. I'm not speaking in an individual case. I'm speaking in a general way. In a general way, a person recognizes that the chait, that the life that he's leading is a misery, is something wrong. So therefore, he starts searching. He starts searching, and he looks for a better way to live. That's the pasuk. Shuv Yisrael, Adar Hashem Elokecha. Why? Ki chashalta b'avanecha. That's the first thing. Chashalta b'avanecha, the Navi says. You don't have to look. Forget about your relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You're meruchak. But I'm telling you to be a shav. Why? Because chashalta b'avanecha. Take a look at what happened to you. So if a person is intelligent and he sees that the lifestyle he's living is destroying him, if he's a fool like most of the world, so he just tries to make little changes, variations in lifestyle. I think this is going to help him, that's going to help him. But this is, if he's a chacham, if he's intelligent, he says, I'm doing the same thing all over again. The last time I failed, this time's going to fail. So therefore it causes him to have a hero tshuva and to think maybe there's something wrong with my whole Derech HaChayim. That is, what kind of a tshuva is that? That's a tshuva from the standpoint of simply the ethical reality. That's the kind of tshuva it is. Okay? That's one tshuva. And now I'll ask you a question. That being the case, I'm telling you, Chachmei, there were Chachmei Umos, not all of them, a lot of them, but there were many Chachmei Umos Olam, who, as I said before, the same derech that the Torah prescribes in general terms, they recommend, and they prove that this is the only way to live. And they're right. The Rambam mentions it. So I'll ask you a question if that's the case. So why do you need more than that? So that's it. So why not stop there? Why do you have to have this whole Rambam based on the Yisodi Ados and Elohein Aminim Deloein Apakursim and all the whole business? What do you need it for? What is Rambam says? The Rambam says, for instance, that why should a person do tshuva? He says, he gives a reason. What are you there for? Why doesn't Ram just say simple? That all the not because of that, not because Kadesh Yomus Vubal Tshuva V'Yizkel L'Chai Olam Haba. Why doesn't Ram just say very pashut? A person has to do tshuva, very simple. Which is more impressive? If I want to get somebody to do tshuva, if I want to coax them, cajole them into tshuva, what would I do? I would do first, instead of telling them, never mind the kisei hakavod. It's I'm looking at your life. You're wasting your life. You're destroying yourself. You want to be happy, you want to be miserable. There's a choice. Rain that some Rashi said. Rain yisat lefenecha hayom. Es hachayim v'sam avas. V'chayt v'chayim v'man tichy atav v'zarecha. That's all plain and simple. What do you have to have this whole, all these Yisori Ados, these Yikri Ados, and Tshuva, and Esma, Emma, Shreya, Zesoni, Lefnei, Makam, Vayomu, Ov, and Nechmod, Korv, Yadid. Who cares? What do I need this for? It could be very nice, but that shouldn't be, why is that such an Iker, such a Yisod? It seems very rational. A person wants what's good for himself. If he doesn't, he's crazy. So he wants what's good for himself. And that's the motivation for Tshuva. Why don't we just stop here? What's that? As a matter of fact, I want to point that out before. There's no mystery in the Rambam, in the very Hilchos Tshuva. Because over here, what does he say? In Perek Shvi, it's just called Nesuma. So he should be misvada bepiv the yinor kap of mechatov kidei shiyam so yiskel l'chaylam avah, right? And then the Rambam says in Perek Yud, Al Yama Adam Arenios on Mitzvah Satoros, while Kadesh the Kabbal Kala Brachas Exuvas, O Kadesh Eskel Chayel Mabah. Open contradiction, I mentioned this once before. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I explained that it doesn't mean over here. In other words, there's two things. You see, if a person wants the good, it's his nature, he wants the good. Let's say a person wants the material good. But what he wants, the good, now he knows, now somebody informs him, there's a Chayel Mabah. So I'll say, one second, I want that. But why does he want it, really? What he's doing is he's just projecting, he's making a big mistake. See, he's just projecting the good that he wants here, he thinks he's going to have that kind of a thing for eternity. So it's a trade-off. What he's saying is, I'll do the mitzvahs here, they're painful, but I'll get the trade-off. I like all these taivas, I'm going to have something similar to that over there. So I might as well not be a fool. Let me trade off all the taivas in here, and I'll get eternal enjoyment. That's a person is completely on the wrong track. Because the Chai Olam Haba, that would mean that the Chai Olam Haba is a trade-off. A trade-off? It's not a trade-off. This is the good, and the reason why you do it is because it is the good, not because of a trade-off of any kind of compensation. A person that does that is simply in the same frame of mind that he was when he wants Chataya. But what the Rambam means over here, what does the Rambam mean over here when he says, Kadesh Yizkel L'Chai Olam Haba? What does he mean, Kadesh Yizkel L'Chai Olam Haba? Not what he means over there. Over there means it's like a trade-off. Give me the Chai Olam Haba and I'll give up all the tithes. That is a fool. That's over the Meir of the Rambam, the low level. But when the Rambam says over here, Kadesh Yizkel L'Chai Olam Haba, what does he mean? He means that he loves the good so much that he's drawn to an eternal attachment to that good. That's what he means. That's what he means. He means that he's drawn, because of his attachment to the good, he's drawn to it, and he wants it in an eternal way. That's a different Kadesh Eskel L'Chai Olam Haba. That's the correct one. Okay, but my question still is, what's wrong with that? What's wrong with just... The reason is like this. You see, the reason is because Yadus maintains, and that's what's different about Yadus' Tshuva than any other kind of Tshuva. In Yadus' Tshuva, the Borei Olam plays a central role. That's straight throughout the Rambam. Even where the Navi says, Ki choshalta bavanecha, but he says, Shuvi Yisrael, Adar Hashem Elokecha. Okay? Chazal say, Ad Kisei Hagavet. So, and that is why, that is the secret of why the Hilchas Tshuva based on Yesod Yados. You see, Tshuva wouldn't have to be based on Yesod Yados if it was simply a practical matter, an ethical plan. But the Tshuva is based on Yesod Yados because Yados maintains one thing that's different than the rest of the world. What is that? That Tshuva involves HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay. So you'll ask me, so now I've just pushed the question further. So why? Why must it involve HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Why can't, does Yadis have any recognition of a good outside of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Does it? Does Yaakov ever, does Yadis have such a recognition? Outside of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Is there such a concept of a good outside of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Like I'm talking about, the ethical good. Does Yadis have such recognition? Yes, does. Navi said. I mentioned this once before. The Navi says, what does Yirmiyahu Navi say? Yirmiyahu says, Kishtayim ro'os asami. Osi ozvu, mekor mayim chayim, lachtsav lam boros boros nishborim. Where's the break? Shtayim ro'os asami. Where do you break it? Osi ozvu, mekor mayim chayim, lachtsav lam boros. Before lachtsav. Osi ozvu, mekor mayim chayim. That's one. Two, lachtsav lam boros Boros nishborim asher lo yachilu hamoyim. It means, one, they abandoned God. That's one bad. But now there's something worse. Now, what do they go after? What do they take up in place? Did they take up a rational way of living, a rational kind of life? No. They went after boros nishborim asher lo yachilu hamoyim. They went away from chachma. They took on other avodah zarah, other kind of practices. They took on practices that are nonsensical. So what do they do? Instead of having practices that benefit man, they've taken on practices that torment man and take him away from his life and take him away from, don't even give him pleasure, it's not even rational. So Yadis does recognize it. There is such a thing. In other words, a person who lives a rational life, that's what I one time mentioned as an example. I mentioned a certain philosopher, Bertrand Russell. I said, he's O.C. Oswald. This Epicurus philosophy has nothing to do with God. But it's more intelligent than it's more correct than the philosophy of the world today. Stam Tivus, at least you do Chachma. Spend your time in Chachma. That's something. It wasn't Boros Nishborim Asher Lo Yachilu Hamoyim. It's Osi Ozvu. Osi Ozvu. Okay. So now what? Yeah, that's Rashi in Azinu says the same idea. It's the same idea as Yirmiyahu. Same idea. That's correct. Yadis recognizes if an Adam lives on a certain level with Chachma. That's something to recognize. You know, he doesn't know anything about God. It's bad, but you have to recognize what he has. It's not nothing. How many people in the world live like that? You won't find too many. I mean, David Hume. David Hume was an Epicurus, but he lived a life that was, at least it was on a certain level. It was a level, he lived like a Chachma. He spent his time in Chachma. That's a level. Yeah, just recognize that that's something. Not nothing.
Yeah.
So why is it? So now I'll ask you a question. So now the question is like this. Since Tshuva is based on Yesod Hadas, so the question is a very simple one. So what does man gain really? What does man gain beyond this ethical? It would seem to me that that's enough. I'm living a wonderful life, just the way I was designed to live, and I'm enjoying myself. I spend my time in thought, but it's I have no sheiches to God. Osi Ozvu. So what am I missing? What's so terrible? Why is it necessary? Why is it necessary to have as the center of the whole Hilchas Tshuva Yedias Hashem? That's what the Rambam is saying basically. The Rambam is saying that Yedias Hashem underlies the whole system of Tshuva. Why? What do you need it for? A person's selfish, so a person is intelligent. So he saw his put together his selfishness, his intelligence, he'll live like a chacham. So what's wrong with that? Okay, what's missing? Why is it so central? And that's really where Yadis, and that's the whole Rambam, that's the whole Rambam Hilchas Tshuva, that Yadis really is different than any other system. And the center is Yedias Hashem. And without Ono Hashem, so there's no, without Ono Hashem, there's no Tshuva. There's no tshuva. That's the Yonah Hashem. Why do I need a Kadosh Baruch Hu? I think there are three reasons. Three answers to this question. The first answer is what many of you just said. That's what the Ram we just mentioned before in Perek Shvi. Holu shiskolad nesunulok moshe b'yani, shtadlam nashtil lezvados b'fiv mechatov, v'ligar kapav mechatov. Why? Kidei sheyomos v'bal tshuva v'yizke l'chai olam haba. That's the first thing. What does that mean? I thought it doesn't mean compensation. Compensation is Ram rejects. It means that his love of the eternal is so great that that this world, as a matter of fact, that's what Rabbi Rosenthal says. Why does Ram have to say this? Is a good question. Why does Ram have to say Kadesh Yomus Vubachu Yiskil Chayla Baba? What's wrong if he wants to live good over here too? What's wrong if he wants to live good over here too? So why does he think about death in Olam Haba? What's the answer? The answer is because real tshuva is where man is related to the eternal. When man is in the frame of mind that is related to the eternal, this life seems like a nothing. Keherafayin. That's the tefillah. That's all the tefillah. Kachalam yof. It means that when a person is engaged in that which is eternal, his present life and his future life is like nothing. And it's interesting. It's zelumazeh. The philosophy of the hedonist is exactly the opposite. What's the philosophy of hedonism? Was spelled out by who? Yeshayahu Hanavi. Achol ochol v'shoso. He didn't say achol v'shoso, really. He said ochol v'shoso ki mocho anomos. What is ochol v'shoso? Ochol is in the infinitive. It means to say, see, man by nature looks for the eternal. But the problem is he knows he's going to die. It's not going to be eternal. So what does he do? It's a trick of the mind. He takes the eternal and he places it into the present and in the near future. That's what it means. Ochol v'shoso. Be involved, engaged infinitely in the achilur shiur. Why? Ki machanamas. The machanamas is the motivation, but the machanamas is also rejected. The eternity, man has the ability to twist reality in a way that he can make the eternal that which is right in the present and in the near future. That's the eternal. Forget about beyond this point. This is where eternity is. You can twist it. So that's the philosophy. That's Yeshayahu Hanavi spells out. That's the philosophy of the hedonist, and that's where Kadosh Baruch Hu says that ki Chai Hashem ki Yemi Yichup Ravon Azel Ashetamusa, which means a person has that kind of philosophy. There's no way to help him. But at any rate, what is the reverse? The reverse is where a person is drawn by the infinite. If a person is drawn by the infinite, so it means he wants to partake of the infinite. That means that this life has to appear to him as unimportant, insignificant, and his mind is in the eternal. In the world of Chachmah, there's no time. The world of Chachmah is the eternal, and the world of Chachmah is Chai Olam Haba. So it means that he's drawn to Nitzchius. That's one. In order to be drawn to Nitzchius, a person must have a recognition that the source of everything is Nitzchius HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Without the Yedias Hashem, there is no real concept of Nitzchius. Nitzchius means that at the bottom of the everything is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who's infinite, who's Nitzchius. So he must be drawn. If he's drawn to the eternal, he's drawn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If at the bottom of his system is not HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so then there's nothing eternal. Then if a person says, I'm engaged in Chachma, it's nice. My mind enjoys it. It's enjoyable, entertaining. Then he has no Sheikhas to Netzchias. It's just, he's playing, he can play chess. But if a person is drawn to the eternal, so it means that at the bottom, behind everything in the universe, is the ultimate eternity, that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then he has a true recognition of the eternal. Then he's drawn L'chai Olam Haba. That's the first reason. That's one reason. Okay? That's one reason. But there are two other reasons. There's another reason. The other reason is, you see, let's take a look at the Rambam. Interesting Rambam. This Rambam is very, the Rambam we just read. In Perek Shvi, the Rambam, Halacha Vav and Halacha Zayin. Okay? Now, The Rambam says like this again. Gedola tshuva shemekareves lavan l'shchina. Shinema tshuva shalom l'shem l'kecha. Then he goes on. Emesh, and he goes over. Hatshuva mekareves as mekareves l'chokim. Emesh is a sonui lufnei amakom meshukot zemeruchik v'soeva. Vayom hu ova nechmod korv b'yidid. Okay. Then Allah Hazayin. Kama ma'ula ma'ilas hatshuva. Emesh is a muvdil meir Hashem l'keis rosh shenema. Avonoseichem hoyim avdilim b'neichem levenu l'kecha. Tzoik ve'eno nena. Shenema. Kisab was filin and shemeya. Vosim mitzvah satofim obafonov. Shenema mibikish es miyetchem remais chatzeroi. Then it says, Vayom hu mudbak b'shchino shenema v'atema devekim bar Hashem l'kechem. Tzoik ve'nena miyad. Shenema v'yotay mikro v'niyena. Vosim mitzvah makablan esom benachas v'simcha. Shenema kikvarotzo l'kim es ma'asecha. V'lo'od el shemisavim lohem. Shemisavim lohem. What does it mean, Lohem? HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't have any desires. Shemisavim Lohem, Shenemar, V'orvalar Hashem min chasid v'Yerushalayim. It's an expression. V'orvalar Hashem min chasid v'Yerushalayim means it will be sweet to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It means that you're in line with His will. It doesn't mean that God has any desire for it. But anyways, it's a metaphor. But there's one question you have to ask me on the Ram. What's the question on the Ram? It's an obvious question. What's the question? One question. The Rambam doesn't. Why does Rambam have halacha vav and halacha zayin? It's the same thing. Repetition again. He says gedola tshuva shemekareves. That's involved. Shemekareves is adam l'shchina. Shenema tshuva sol l'shem l'kecha. Okay. Klomam tachso b'tshuva b'tidbak. Emeshoy is a soni l'fnei amakom meshukut meruchav v'soeva. That's vav. Now zayin. Kama mula milas tshuva. Emeshoy hoy is a muvdol mei Hashem l'kei Yisrael. So what is the difference between Vav and Zayin? It seems to be a repetition. Same thing again. So what's the answer? And why did the Rambam incorporate them both in one halacha? That's what you would do, no? I mean, Emeshayah is a Meruchot Meshukot V'Soevo Muvdo Mer Hashem L'Kei Yisrael. So what's the answer? The answer is the emphasis is on two different things. You'll notice in halacha, you see like this. In halacha vav, he starts off gedola tshuva. It's very great. In halacha zayin, kama meula ma'ilas tshuva. What is halacha zayin concentrating on? Halacha zayin concentrates on one thing. It concentrates like this. He is originally soig ve'ena nena, and now he's soig ve'nena miyad. Voyatem krov ve'niena. Osa mitzvah osa mekablen osom benachas v'simcha. What it means is like this. What it means is that there are two different aspects of the relationship between man and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. One aspect of the relationship, we'll take the second one first. The Rambam puts the other one first because the other one is more important. But the is more major. It's not to say more important. This says you can't dispense with anything. But in Halacha Zion it means like this. And Halacha Zayin, he's referring to one thing. He's referring to the fact that what does a person gain? What does a person gain from his relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu? A person gains one thing, that he the Hashgachas Hashem relates to him. So what does Hashgachas Hashem do? Hashgachas Hashem improves his life. It means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu helps him out. Assists him because he's in line with the Hashgacha. For instance, the Rambam mentions before, the Rambam says that the Rambam, where's Lashon HaRambam? Just a second. He says like this, Perek Shishi, Uke'inyin ze sholim atzadikim vanavim bisfilosom me'eis Hashem la'ozrom ala emes. The mispal to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. God should help them to discover the truth. K'mo shamadot, hareini ad Hashem darkecha. Okay? So he's mispalel to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So there's Bederech Shodom Rotzei Leilech Malichin also. It means to say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu assists him. When a person is close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so that's what the Ram means. Soik v'nena miyad. It means to say that his relationship with God opens up his mind. Gal einai v'abita neflos mitarasecha. Chazal mispalel. Dovid HaMelech was mispalel. Mispalel to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That an idea should occur to him. He should be able to discover this idea. Even in the area of Chachma, he's mispal that the Hashgacha should direct him, should channel his life. What does it mean when it says The Chazal say in Kiddushin, one of the Lamandama says, Schar mitzvah by Amalekah. That's it. There's no Schar mitzvah. It wasn't me. It was, it's not Bikaris. The same thing as Acher. Acher, that was Acher's idea. So what is it? What does it mean? Schar mitzvah by, the Pasuk says, Holakim ha-roo si-me-odi va-de-yom ha-zeh. So I can say, Schar mitzvah by Amalekah. What's the answer? No, it means like this. It doesn't mean, he didn't mean to say that there's no Ashgacha. Acher denied the Ashgacha. He meant to say, there is Ashgachas Hashem in this world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu guides a person. Guides his life. But the guidance takes place only in the area of the Ruchnius. Not with regard to the Taivas. The Taivas are left to the world of chance. The natural world. That was a Shita. But insofar as Ashgachas Hashem in directing a person and guiding his life to perceive the MS, that everybody agrees. There's no mandama. If the person denies that, it's an apikaris. So the first thing that a person gains from his relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu is that he's under the Ashgacha and HaKadosh Baruch Hu guides his life. Maybe he meets someone that causes him to think about an idea, directs him to Chachma, directs his life. He happens to be working on a sugya, and something crosses his mind. He sees another Gemara, and somehow or other, he sees a connection. He sees an idea. His mind is channeled properly. The Ashgacha relates to man and helps man. That's one thing that he gains from Kiruv LaKadosh Baruch Hu. So if a person is a shov, it means he's searching for the emes. So he has to be searching for this. Without a Kadosh Baruch Hu, he can't do it. That's what the Gemara says. That El Mole HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ozer LeYochavo. It means he could be a Chacham, but he'll never be able to see certain ideas will be blocked from his mind, like the Ibn Ezra says, that a person that's guided by the part of his nature, which is the controlling part of his nature, is good, but he says, but certain areas of knowledge are close to him. The same thing in Yadis. If a person does not recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu, areas of knowledge are closed. He can't open them up. He can be the greatest genius, but the greatest genius, when he's working in the wrong direction, gets nowhere. That you see the greatest physicists. They can take off on a course for 25 years and realize it's a total mistake. That's it. The greatest chacham in the wrong direction, without that intuition to know where to go, where to search for the answer, that intuition is directly tied to Hashgachas Hashem. So that's why he must be related to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why Tshuva is on Hashem. But there's something more. That's Halacha Zayin. But what is Halacha Vav? See, Halacha Vav is Gedola Tshuva Shemakareves Es HaAdam L'Shechina. Makareves HaAdam L'Shechina, what does it mean? So he says, he gives a description. Emesh Zesoni L'Fnei HaMakom and Hayom Ova Nechmad and Koro V'Yedid. So what? So what is it? What does it mean? 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 It's a nice description, but what's the practicality? What's the idea behind this? Yeah. The idea behind this is as follows. You see, Yadus maintains that man by nature cannot exist as a man unless he fulfills his potential. That's obvious. But what is his potential? According to Yadus, man's potential is one thing. Lamod lifnei Hashem. That's what it means. It means unless he's omed lifnei Hashem, he cannot realize his potential. It means that that's what tefillah is really. It means to say that he has to be able to face God. He must face God. If he doesn't face God, he could never realize his potential. He must face the source of all emes, the source of all knowledge. He must face him directly. If he doesn't confront, if he doesn't face God, he can never realize his potential. His energies can never be channeled in the proper direction. That's the yesod of Yadus. So Yadus is not just an ethical philosophy. Where do we say this? We say it in Tfilas Nila. Ato hivdalto enosh me'rosh. What does it mean? It means that you differentiated between the animal kingdom and between man. The animal kingdom is completely instinctual. man has the ability to tune in to the secrets behind the universe. That's a special Tzelem Elokim. That's Ato Hevdalto Enosh Merosh. How does it continue? What does it continue? Vatakirehu Lamod Lefanecha. Lamod Lefanecha. What does it mean? You gave him this special recognition that he could stand before you. That means that he could face God. He could recognize God. So it means if a person doesn't face God, he could never realize his true potential for emes, for truth, for relationship to eternal ideas. It's only possible if he needs that situation. If a person feels he can't confront God, he can't face God, he'll do the mitzvahs, but he can't face God, he can never realize potential. That's the tefillah. Ato avdalta enesh meirosh, vatakireu lamod lefonecha. So the lamod lefonecha is part and parcel of his whole potential for his tzelem elokim to be realized. If he doesn't have that, then he can't realize his potential. You see? And then the tefillah continues very beautifully. Ki mi liyom alecho matifal. What does it mean? What does that have to do with it? Means Elias, why am I an omer lefnei Hashem? Maybe I'll think I'm an omer lefnei Hashem because I deserve it. I'm deserving to be an omer lefnei Hashem. No. Ki mi liyom alecho matifal. We can't say why, because that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. No one can explain it. Because to explain it, you have to explain HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and no one can understand God. Who could determine what God should do, what God shouldn't do? That means you have to know God. It's an impossibility. So we don't understand it. There you see the whole philosophy of Yadus. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu, why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu create Adam? Why, like the Ram says? There's no answer. And don't think that if you do a mitzvah that you can in any way satisfy God or give him happiness or joy or any kind of emotion which is alien to, which is a kfirah, basically, to say that Kadosh Baruch Hu benefits in any way from Adam. That's the whole philosophy in the Tfilas Nila, which is Tfilas Yom Kippur, Tfilas Atinus. So that's really the Rambam in Vav. Gedola tshuva shemekareves es ha'odom l'shchina shenema shuv Yisrael arad Hashem lekecha. So hayom hu ol v'nechmat kar v'yedid. What does that mean? That means that he is omed lefnei Hashem. That state of omed lefnei Hashem, that's where he recognizes his full potential. That's why the Rambam has it first. That's gedola. But the second thing he has is also, of course, the benefit. Kama ma'ula ma'ilas. There's a lot of benefits. You get a lot, there's a lot to gain from tshuva. Yes, it's a gain because he's in line with the Ashgachas Hashem. He's in line with Ashgacha. So basically, there's three reasons, and that's the difference between Yadus and any other philosophy, even the greatest philosopher. And I'll tell you why. The greatest philosopher is not his fault. I'm not detracting. Great philosophers, I mean, we recognize Chachomim, whether it's Chachomim in Torah, Chachomim Chachmei Umos, we recognize Chachomim in every form. But there's one thing. These Chachomim they were missing one thing. They were missing Nevuah. And without Nevuah, you can never notice. It's impossible to notice. On the contrary, it says, it means to say no one can figure this out. No philosopher could ever arrive at such a conclusion. As you know, once he recognizes God, he recognizes immediately, I'm a created being, and everything I have stems from the fact that from the fact that I'm created. How can I recognize the Creator? It's a different concept altogether. Conceptually, the two cannot be correlated. It's two different phenomena. It means there's a gap. That's it. You must stop. You reach a certain point, that's it. You can only study the created existence. The Creator? It's impossible. So the only way you could know that is through Nevuah. The only way you can know that. So we have the Lama Lefanecha means that he could face God. That's what it means. Okay? Now, all right. Now let's see. Now I just want to... that's basically what I wanted to say. These are the essential yesodos of tshuva. Now let's just take the questions. What are the questions raised? Three questions, right? First, the Rambam says like this. The Rambam, when he talks about tshuva, what does he say? Sheyazov achote cheto v'yasir machshavto v'yigmo b'libo shlo yaseh oot. Shenema yazov rashadarko. Okay? Yeah. Okay, the Chen Yisnachan al-Shavar. Now, the Rambam, that's the Rambam in Beis Beis. Okay, but the Rambam in Aleph is talking about what? It's talking about Vidui. So what it means is like this. The Rambam in Beis is talking when a person's a shav. When a person's a shav, he has to recognize, the first thing he has to recognize what he's doing is foolish. It's bad. It's just wasted. Now, but when a person recognizes that he's what he's doing is foolish, so of course, what follows? If he's really rational, if he really sees what he's doing wrong, he's ozev cheto, he's mesir memachshavto, and he's yigma believer shleya se'orot, right? That's rational. Okay. Then afterwards he says what? He says he's misnachem. Why? Achar eshuvi nichamti. He has to. He says what I did was wrong. I asked you a question before. So what about the, why don't I say he should be happy because avonos of nasim was chuyas, right? Avonos of chuyas. All right. What's the answer? We'll bring it in later. Let's take the main question, okay? So that's insofar as the ethical tshuva the Rambam is talking about. The first tshuva has to be ki chashalta b'avanecha. The basic idea, he made a mistake, so he has to be, it demands that you leave the chait, you forget about the chait, you're not going to do it anymore. That's it. Okay. That has to be. Those three you have to have there right away. But over here in Perek Aleph, the Rambam is talking about vidui. What is vidui? Vidui means where he's confronting HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Where he's confronting HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because we know through Torah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu relates to man. So since we know that fact through the Nevi'im, so that's why for us, tshuva is if HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows what we do, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if our actions, if our lives involve a relationship with God, so then you must say Ana Hashem. You have to say that. The source of all reality is not simply a being that's removed from you, but it relates to you. So if that's the case, you must say Ana Hashem. But when you say Ana Hashem, so what do you say? Chatasi avisi pashati lefanecha vasisi kach v'kach. And the first thing you say is Nichamti uboshti. That's the first thing. Before you say La'olam einichaz l'davazah. Because in confronting HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the first emotion has to be busha. Busha. But of course, he has to say Nichamti. You can't say, like I said before, it's illogical. You can't say Boshti for Nichamti. But the essence of Nichamti Uboshti is the recognition that there is a being, the source of all reality. I have to confront him. And the moment I say Chatasi Vizchav Nechavsis Kachlakach, immediately it has to be Boshti and Nichamti Uboshti. Okay? That's the order. In man's tshuva, man vis-a-vis God. See, man in Perek Beis, Halacha Beis, he's talking about man vis-a-vis himself. Vis-a-vis himself, because that's how a person has to begin to be a shavki, chashalta b'avanecha. But in Perek Aleph, he's talking about after. That's why Reb Chaim said that the vidui in the tshuva, it's a kiyun belave and a maisa. That's correct, but the processes are not identical. The tshuva process is one which begins with ki chashalta b'avonecha. That's where the tshuva process begins. But vidui is when he faces God. Vidui is really after tshuva. That's what Ram says, kishiyase tshuva. He says, after he does tshuva, the yoshuv mecheto, chayev les vadas lefnei akel baruch hu. Why? Because that's the next step. But in confronting HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and saying on Hashem, the first thing he has to say is Boshti Menechanti. That's the first thing that hits him. Then he goes back and he says Lo Olam Einichaz L'Davazeh. Then he continues with his tshuva. Then he concludes his tshuva. That's why the interruption. You understand what I mean? Okay. Nah. I mean the past. Okay, fine. But the present and the future is the essence. So first thing he has to say is this was crazy. I'm putting this out of my mind. I'm never going to do this. Okay. But then he realizes. Nichamti. Why? Because he's a human being. He realizes he wasted his life. I mean, he's sorry for what he did. He wasted, it could cost him his life. You understand? So he has to be Nichamti. He must be Nichamti. But that's afterwards. That's the proper order in the ethical order. That's in the ethical tshuva. That's the proper order. But what? The Rambam over there does not say Boshti. He says, V'chein yisnachem al she'ovar she'nemar ki achare shuvi nichamti. Doesn't even say boshti. That precisely proves our point. So, see, he leaves out boshti. Then he says, that's it. That's all he says. Okay? Now, that's very precise. It's a good you made that observation. The whatever it is. As long as we have the right idea. Okay. So the Rambam leaves out boshti of it. But over here he says, nichamti boshti. That's what I said before. The emphasis is really on the boshti. But you have to say nichamti first, as well, boshti what? I mean, it has to make sense. When you speak before the Borei Olam, it has to make sense. That's the whole concept of tefillah. Okay? So he says nichamti, but the emphasis is on the boshti. And the boshti doesn't exist in the other one, because the other one is talking about the ethical personal tshuva, because he simply wants what's good for himself. But over here, in confronting the Borei Olam and saying on Hashem, what does he say? He's confronting the source of all reality. And he knows that and God knows that he was a chote. So he says, on Hashem, chotasi avisi asisi kach v'kach. But what's the next thing? Nichamti yaboshti. How can I do this? Okay? Then he goes back to his tshuva. He concludes his tshuva afterwards, you see. That's the order. Okay? Now, my question was, I asked the question, I said, why should a person say nichamti? But the Gemara says that avonos zidonos nasim lo kisachuyos. So what's the table? Now he's in a better state. So of course you could say, logically, because the only reason he's in a better state is because he's nichamti, but then it becomes a circle. I mean, it becomes a... You understand me? Now the answer is very simple. What's the answer? The answer is when Chazal say that Zidonos nasim lo zechuyos. What does that mean? I'll ask you a question. Let's say a person was mevatel Torah. For 40 years. And now he has another year to live, and he does tshuva. Okay? He does tshuva gemura and bittel Torah. Right? Okay? So what happens? Mamash tshuva gemura, like the Rambam says. He's not sick. He's as healthy, he's strong. But that's it. Now he's a shav and he does tshuva and he sits and learns. Okay? So you have to tell. So what about the affair of Bittul Torah? Bittul Torah is Tel Avera. Bittul Torah. So what's... Yeah. So therefore, as the donos... And he was, let's say he was even Vatel B'mezid. Making it worse. Right? Vatel B'mezid. Now he's a shav lefnei Hashem, 100%. So we'll say the donos of Nasim Lo Zechuyos. Yeah, but what kind of a London will he be? That's what I want to know. You see? That's correct. So what does it mean? It means like this. Zidonos nasim lo zechuyos is only a halacha b'negeya tekirov lamakom. That's where it says zidonos nasim lo zechuyos. That it's not avonaseichem hivdilu b'yevoroshim, and now it's not mavdil anymore. That's correct. But in terms of his loss, he lost his whole life of Torah. What do you can't deny that? It's a loss. The loss is there. But we said that in when a person's a shuv, it's not just an ethical tshuva, but it's a tshuva vis-a-vis his relationship to God. Vis-a-vis his relationship to God, correct. Zidonos is his nasim lo zechuyos. But vis-a-vis his own perfection, what he did with his life, that's too bad. That's gone. I mean, is it? That's why one of the Mefarshim says, where Bira Rasi said that that person died, yesh yaya boche, yesh kana loma basho achas. So the Mashur, I believe, says, that why was he boche? Because it was a shame, because he lost his whole life. It's true that now he's kana loma, but what kind of an olam does he have? It's not a very big olam. His whole life was wasted. So nichamti, you have to have nichamti. If there's no nichamti, it means he doesn't understand chait. And that's the same thing with Echtev Oshav. Echtev Oshav, why, even if he could do it, I'm not getting, see, I want you to understand something else. The Rambam says by Echtev Oshav that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this is something I wanted to mention also, that in the Rambam where he says those things that are ma'akvin asachuva, so the Rambam has different types of ma'akvin asachuva. The first one he says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't allow him. Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu maspik biyado lasas tshuva. That's the first one. The second one is noel and darkei atshuva. And then he says, there's different things. But it's interesting, the Rambam classifies them all together. In one case, God intervenes, in the other case, it's his own problem because of the nature of chait. Okay? One is a natural thing, one is because of God intervenes. It doesn't matter what it is. You see, it doesn't matter why. The same thing is where it says that a person should do tshuva when? Now. By between Rosh Hashanah and Kippur. Why? Because Dirshu Hashem b'himatzo. Dirshu Hashem b'himatzo. You see, that's all a part of the halacha of a person doing tshuva insofar as improving his relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So what did Chazal say? Dirshu Hashem b'himatzo? That's Aseres Yomim Shebein Rosh Hashanah and Kippur. It's Mekabelos Miyad. A person has to study the way God works. He may not understand it, but he has to study, and he has to, insofar as he has to take it into account that if he really wants to be a Shavu'ah Hashem, if this time Aseres Yemei Teshuva is lends itself more to a relationship between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael, then that's the time he has to try during that time more than ever. You see, because that's insofar as tshuva involves his relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So now, that's why Echtev Ashuv is no good. Echtev Ashuv means he doesn't have any, on two levels it's no good. First of all, in terms of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a maspik v'yero, but why? Because it means to say he has no concept of what chet is. He doesn't understand chet. It means to say that he's so far removed that he thinks he just wants to get in there. He wants to be Zohar Chayim Abba. He'll waste his entire life, and he'll be zech la'am abba. That type of a person is so far removed that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't even assist him, he's not even roy in that state to have God's assistance. You see, that's why the plan is no good. The plan is no good because it's the most absurd plan. It means to say that chait, this is nothing wrong with chait. I'll just waste my life, and then I'll try to do something in the end to get into la'am abba. Person that has that kind of a mentality, person that's his, those are his deis, he's meruchak me HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's meruchak me HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And since he's meruchak, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't help him do tshuva, doesn't assist him anymore. And he can't, and he finds himself in a situation where it's almost impossible to do tshuva. Okay. So that's why, okay, so basically that's the answer to the questions. Okay, that's the end of the shiur. Okay. Okay. Okay.